It started out with the story that Rav Chananya Bar Shlami, the Talmidei de Rav Avayasli b'Sudasa, the Talmidim of Rav and Rav Chananya Bar Shlami were having a Suda together, and Rav Hamnuna Saba was the waiter, and it was Erev Shabbos, and then all of a sudden it got very dark outside, and they said, maybe we should bench and take away the tables and start a new Suda, look up at Suda Shabbos. And Rav Hamnuna said, you don't have to do that. You don't have to bench and start an entirely new meal. Instead, you could be Paris Mapot Makadish, put a cloth over it, say Kiddush, and Shabbos will be Koveya itself. You don't need to make all big kviyas. Just like Shabbos is Koveya Lemaiser, Shabbos is Koveya for Suda Shabbos as well, for Kiddush as well. So the Gemara said, Savr Minaki Echid to Kovel Kiddush Kach Kovel Avdallah. If Shabbos has the ability to be Koveya, the Suda Shabbos, without starting a whole new meal, maybe the same is true when it comes to Havdalah. If a person is having Shalosh Udas and then it gets dark outside, maybe also that the Motzoi Shabbos is Koveya, that it's a weekday meal, and therefore you have to stop eating because you're not allowed to eat a Motzoi Shabbos before Havdalah. So maybe you shouldn't be allowed to continue with Shalosh Udas. So Gemara said, no, the Kiddush Kava'as v'lo la'avdala Kava'as. That it's only for Kiddush that there's such a din, that it's Kaveya, but not when it comes to Avdala. As long as you don't start a new meal, you're allowed to continue Shalosh Udas as long as you want to go. But the Gemara says, is Machlok Samarayim, if a person is allowed to drink water, you're not allowed to start a new meal, but what about drinking water? So Machlok Samarayim, are you allowed to drink water before Havdala? The Rabban Dvei Ravashi said, Mutter. Rav Huna thought drinking water before Havdala would lead a person to suffer askara, some terrible disease, so he thought it was not okay. Then the Gemara tells us a shaila. Ravina Merav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Mishalo Kiddush Barav Shabbos. If a person didn't say Kiddush on Friday night, can you say Kiddush instead on Shabbos day, the full Kiddush, with the full bracha of Kiddush? So the Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, well, it makes sense that if you don't say Havdalah on Motzoi Shabbos, you could be Mavdil V'Holech Kol HaShabbos Kulo, you could say Havdalah all week, so probably the same thing applies to Kiddush. You don't say Kiddush Friday night, you could say Kiddush all day Shabbos. So Gemara has two kashas in that. First of all, there's a brisa that says explicitly, Shabbos and Yom Tov ain behem kiddush al kos, that the day of Shabbos, even though the night of Shabbos does have kiddush, there's no kiddush in the day of Shabbos. So don't you see that there's no kiddush in the day of Shabbos? How can you say that you can make kiddush? The Gemara says, no, that's a de lo. That's if you don't have anything else. If you didn't make kiddush on Friday night, that's when there's kiddush on Shabbos. That we're not talking about cases of if you didn't make kiddush on Friday night. So really, maybe you can say kiddush on Shabbos if you didn't make kiddush Friday night. That price is that says that there's no kiddush on Shabbos day. He's talking about if you did what you're supposed to do on Friday night. The second kasha was kavod yom and kavod laila, kavod yom kodem. We say that if you have an option where you can have your favorite dessert or your favorite food, you can either have it Friday night or have it Shabbos day. Kavod yom is better. Have it Shabbos day. But if you only have one cup of wine, so do that Friday night and not Shabbos day. So the Gemara says, well, why not? If you're able to say Kiddush on Shabbos day, you should use that one cup of wine for Shabbos day, and that way you'll have Kiddush Hayom and Kavod Yom. So it must be that you're not able to do it Shabbos day. So the Gemara said, no, you are able to do it Shabbos day, but Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. We always prefer to do a mitzvah in its first and best time, and that's Friday night. So that's why we prefer doing it Friday night. So the Gemara asks, if we really hold Chaviva Mitzvah, why do we have another brisa that says that if somebody only has one cup of wine on Motzoi Shabbos and he needs to bench for his Malava Malka, plus he needs to say Havdalah, so he should save the cup for after the whole meal? What happened to Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita? He should say the Havdalah right away. He shouldn't save the cup for after the meal and say Havdalah then. Well, what happened to the Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita over there? So Rav Nachman answers, Shaini Lan Beni Yula Yoma La Afuka Yoma. There's a different factor over there. When it comes to Kiddush, we try to do it as early as possible to show that we're excited that Shabbos is beginning. But Afuka Yoma Ma'achrinan, when it comes to saying goodbye to Shabbos, we're not so eager to say goodbye to Shabbos. So therefore, there's an Indian to extend it as much as possible, make it happen a little bit later. And at the very end of the Daf, Gemara says, Shema Mina Mehamas Nisa Timni, we see 8 halachos from the Brisa about using the Kos for Avdalah and Birchas Hamazon. I'm not going to go through all 8, but some of them are that Amavdil B'Tzfil Tzorech She Avdil Al Kos, that even if you said Avdalah in Davening, you still need to say Avdalah again when you get home, that Bracha Tuna Kos, you need to bench Allah Kos, Koshal Bracha Tzorech Shir, there needs to be a minimum Shir in the Koshal Bracha, that's why you can't just split it. If you have one cup of wine, you can't to split it and have half of it for Avdalah and half of it for Birchas Hamazon, because it must have just the minimum shear that you have left, and each one requires the minimum shear, and that you need to drink from the wine. It's not enough to just say it over the cup of wine, otherwise you could have used it twice, and that even if you did eat before Avdalah, you're still allowed to say Avdalah. A lot of different things that we see from this price, so Bez Hashem will discuss tomorrow in the shear.